I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Justice tries again to secure jail time for a teen who killed four people and got probation. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. A new effort to put a killer behind bars. Because whatever else you think of Ethan Couch, he is a killer. Four times over. He got drunk, extremely drunk, then rammed his father's pickup into a broken-down car on a road in Brolson, Texas in June. He was three times over the legal limit. Only in his case, at age 16, he wasn't even legal to drink in the first place. He was convicted of manslaughter, but sentenced only to probation and rehab, and likely going to this $450,000-a-year California facility, paid for by his family. The judge, buying a psychologist's testimony, that young Ethan was suffering from something called affluenza, the idea being that his wealthy parents had so completely indulged his prior bad behavior that he was incapable of taking responsibility for his actions. In other words, the spoiled brat defense, for killing four people, including Eric Boyles' wife and daughter.
The primary message has to absolutely be that money and privilege can't buy justice in this country, that it's not okay to drink and drive and kill four people, severely injure another, and not have any consequences to that. That's not the American dream that we grew up to participate in, and I just don't understand it.
Well, not many people do. They simply don't understand how getting away with things as a child entitles you as a young adult to not go to prison for killing people. Last week, the psychologist in question came on the program and, as you'll hear, could barely bring himself to concede that Ethan Couch killed anyone. If you commit a crime, if you kill four people, you can't use that as an excuse, can you?
No, and the term, when you use the word killed, and people out in America hear that, it implies that there was some that the motive was not good.
Are you saying he didn't murder four? He didn't kill four people?
Yes, he did not murder four people. It's a legal term.
Well, okay, but he slammed his truck.
First degree homicide and involuntary manslaughter are different things, Anderson.
He killed four people. Yes.
Four people died.
Four people died, he says, as if they slipped away quietly at home in their beds. In fact, four people died because Ethan Couch got drunk, got behind the wheel, and killed them. Now, facing enormous backlash at the sentence, Texas authorities are trying to put him in prison in connection with the two other people who did not die in the incident. They were in the back of the pickup. They begged him to slow down, reportedly. Instead, he sped up. Sergio Molina and Solomon Muhammad. Sergio Molina was paralyzed and can only communicate by blinking his eyes. Gary Tuchman recently visited with his family.